Chapter 19. The Viscount and the Persian. Raoul now remembered that his brother had once shown him that mysterious person, of whom nothing was known except that he was a Persian, and that he lived in a little old-fashioned flat in the Rue de Rivoli. The man with the ebony skin, the eyes of jade and the astrakhan cap, bent over Raoul.
"I hope, Monsieur de Chagny," he said, "that you have not betrayed Eric's secret."
"And why should I hesitate to betray that monster, sir?" Raoul rejoined haughtily, trying to shake off the intruder. "Is he your friend, by any chance?"
"I hope that you said nothing about Eric, sir, because Eric's secret is also Christine Daae's, and to talk about one is to talk about the other."
"Oh, sir," said Raoul, becoming more and more impatient, "you seem to know about many things that interest me, and yet I have no time to listen to you."
"Once more, Monsieur de Chagny, where are you going so fast?"
"Can you not guess? To Christine Daae's assistance."
"Then, sir, stay here, for Christine Daae is here."
"With Eric?"
"With Eric."
"How do you know?"
"I was at the performance, and no one in the world but Eric could contrive an abduction like that."
"Oh," he said with a deep sigh, "I recognize the monster's touch." "You know him, then?"
The Persian did not reply, but heaved a fresh sigh.
"Sir," said Raoul, "I do not know what your intentions are, but can you do anything to help me? I mean, to help Christine Daae?"
"I think so, Monsieur de Chagny, and that is why I spoke to you."
"What can you do?"
"Try to take you to her, and to him."
"If you can do that service, sir, my life is yours."
"One more word. The commissary of police tells me that Christine Daae has been carried off by my brother, Count Philippe."
"Oh, Monsieur de Chagny, I don't believe a word of it."
"It's not possible, is it?"
"I don't know if it is possible or not, but there are ways and ways of carrying people off, and Monsieur le Comte Philippe has never, as far as I know, had anything to do with witchcraft."
"Your arguments are convincing, sir, and I am a fool. Oh, let us make haste. I place myself entirely in your hands.
How should I not believe you when you are the only one to believe me, when you are the only one not to smile when Eric's name is mentioned?" The young man impetuously seized the Persian's hands. They were ice cold.
"Silence," said the Persian, stopping and listening to the distant sounds of the theater.
"We must not mention that name here. Let us say he and him. Then there will be less danger of attracting his attention."
"So you think he is near us?"
"It is quite possible, sir, if he is not at this moment with his victim in the house on the lake."